Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Bava Basra, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. So when you sell a house, which items are included in the sale of the house? Sagt der Mishnah Meichers Abayis, if someone sells a house, Macheres Adeles, then he has sold the door to the house. Anything attached to the house, says the Batanura, is considered part of the house. Avaleis HaMavteach, but he didn't sell the lock. Wait a second, but isn't the lock attached to the door? And the answer is that in the times of the Mishnah, they used to transfer the locks from one door to another. So the owner, for all practical purposes, would be more than happy to take it with him when he leaves. And the Mela, we understand that it was not included in the sale. Now sometimes when we say the word Mafteach, it refers to a key. Over here, it was this kind of apparatus that was connected to the door, and it was used as both a lock and a door handle. The table of contents in a sefer is also called a mafteach, because it's a key to find different things in the sefer. The shorish of the word mafteach would be pesach, an opening or a doorway, a way to get in. Zakta Mishnah Weiter. When you sell a house, macheres hamachteshes hakvua. This is a kind of grinding machine called a mortar. Part of it is attached to the ground, or certain types are attached to the ground. And therefore it comes along with the house. It's cemented to the ground, inside the house. Avaleis hamiteltelis. But there are portable ones, movable ones, that could be carried out. That's not included in the sale of the house. Vaitrasakta Mishnah. If you sell a house, macher esho itz treibol. This is a millstone. It's big and heavy and has different parts to it. The itz treibol is like the base. It's the ring that holds it in place. This ring that was made out of wood was cemented to the ground. So when you sell a house, you sell this also. Avaleis hakeles. That's the part, the keli, that holds the grain. And that's portable. You can take it with you. The Batanura explains the keles would catch the flour after it was ground up. In English, it's called a hopper. So again, anything that's movable doesn't come along with the house. For that matter, avaleis hatanur. Tanur is an oven where you bake things inside. Avaleis hakarayim. Karayim is a stove where you cook the things on top. These generally were not connected to the ground. Like we said, if you can move it, it comes with you. Now, there are certain times that all of these things that we said that are not included in the sale are included in the sale. If the seller said to the buyer, if the meicher said to the koine at the time that he purchased the house, I am selling you the house and everything that is inside it. Who? The house of Echol Masha B'Taychai. And everything that is inside the house, the din is Reikulan Mechurin, then all of these items are sold along with the house. Now, it only means things that I would have a Havamina, that somehow it's connected to something that's connected. But if the man had sacks of grain, let's say, that's not included in the sale, even if he said Hu V'Chol Masha B'Taychai, it doesn't mean everything that's in the house. It means these kinds of things that somehow are like connected or indirectly connected to the house. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, if you sell a house, the door comes along with it, that's connected to the house, but not the lock that they used to move from one door to the other. The mortar that's cemented to the ground inside the house stays there, but not the movable kind. If there's a millstone inside the house, the ring that's cemented to the ground stays there, but not the hopper, the keli that catches the flour. Stoves and ovens go along with the seller. Unless he said at the time of the sale, Hu v'chol masha b'taychai, then everything is included. But when we say everything, we don't mamish mean everything. It doesn't mean like anything happens to be laying there. It means things that I would think somehow come along with the house.